I want to share with you an incredible Gemara. You know, today in Daf Yomi, we just had the privilege to finish Maseches Shabbos. So just a few days ago, on Shabbos' Daf, which was Kuf Nun Hamad Beis 155b, the Gemara said something amazing. The Gemara was speaking about the great compassion of God, that God knew that the dog would be a scavenger. The dog, so apparently, historically, people didn't keep a dog as a pet like people do, like is common today. But the dog was often a scavenger animal. It was out, it had to fend for itself. So Hashem realized that there would be times where the dog would not have a constant food supply. So Hashem gave the dog a very slow digestive process. It takes the dog 3 days to be able to fully digest the meal. This way, again, in the event that the dog is unable to go ahead and find some food, Baruch Hashem is able to subsist based on what it has. And the Gemara says, now that you know that often a dog is hungry, and often a dog is always scavenging for its next meal, the Gemara says, Shmamino, orach aro lemishto umtsa lekalbo. See, from here, it's good to throw a piece of meat to a dog. It's good to know the dog is hungry, throw a piece of meat. But the Gemara says, and afterwards, v'chutra abasre. But after you finish giving the dog a piece of meat, you should give it a little patch with a stick, to send the dog on its way. Says Rashi, why do I have to give the dog a little patch with the stick? So Rashi says, Shelo yehi margilo etzlo. So that the dog should not be used to constantly coming back to me for food. Right? I'm concerned. I feed the stray dog once, and then what's going to happen? He's going to come back tomorrow, the next day. I'm suddenly going to become this kitchen. I'm going to become a chef. So the Gemara says, have compassion. Give the dog something to eat, but then a little stick, a little thing to send him on his way. And I thought that, what an incredible metaphor. Because what Chazal is trying to teach us is as follows. Helping another individual is so incredibly important. But sometimes, help becomes detrimental. Because sometimes too much help enables the person not to have to take achrayis, not to have to take responsibility, not to have to fend for themselves. And then the help that I thought was so beautiful and so good actually becomes a disservice. Helping is good. But enabling so that someone doesn't have to take responsibility for their life, for their decisions, that's counterproductive. I think the greatest metaphor for this is children. Or anyone who has privilege to have a child knows that when your child begins to walk, there's those beautiful moments when your child takes steps, you know, holding on to your fingers, one foot in front of the other. But then there's that moment where you have to let go and the child has to walk on their own. And you know what's going to inevitably happen, which is the child is going to fall. So wouldn't logic dictate, I don't want my beloved child to fall. I'm just going to keep on holding their beautiful little hands. And I'll keep holding it however long I have to hold it. But of course, that's counterintuitive. Because if I keep holding the child's hands, then at the end of the day, they never gain the confidence or the strength to walk on their own. If I always hold their hands, they never know that they could really do this on their own without me. So you see that helping someone is incredibly important. But there has to come a point in time where the help stops so that the individual is able to make it on their own steam. So that the individual is able to make it, to show themselves, to build up the confidence that I can do this on my own. A parent who always holds on to his children's hands in every moment stunts the child's growth. So feed the dog. Feed the dog. But then you have to give him a little patch. You have to give him a little something, a little hit, a little soft hit with the stick, to send the dog on its way, because you don't want the dog to be reliant on you. You want the dog to be independent. You want the dog ultimately to be the hunter. You want the dog to have the confidence that he can provide for himself. It's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for the dog, tells us to do for the dog. It's what we do for our children. I think it's often what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us as well. You see, sometimes we ask Hashem for something and we don't get it. And sometimes we ask for really meaningful things. I don't mean that somebody asks for something that is just unnecessary or a ridiculous luxury item and I didn't get it. Okay, no. But I mean, a lot of times in life we dive in for things and we ask for things that are truly important and truly meaningful and we don't get them. And sometimes it's difficult for us when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says no, especially when it's something that I feel is so important, so meaningful, and so pivotal. But perhaps we can utilize this Gemara to understand it in a different way. There are some things that Hashem gives us, that Hashem gifts us, because He knows that we need it in order to survive, in order to make it. In other words, sometimes Hashem has to hold my hand because He knows that without that hand holding, I can't exist. But there are other times where Hashem says, I know you want this from me, but I'm not going to give it to you. Not because I don't love you, not because I don't care about you, but because I need you to walk on your own. Because I've given you a lot, and if I keep giving you, it enables you not to have to expend effort. It enables you not to strengthen your muscles. It enables you to sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. It enables you not to have to do the heavy lifting of life. Maybe that's where we have to begin to look at the no's in life. The no's that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, when he tells us no to things that we ask for, it's not out of spite, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us more than anything. It's not out of lack of care and concern, because the Ribono Shel Olam cares for us more than we could ever imagine. But it's just like the parent holding the child. You know, I guarantee you, if you were to ask that little baby, when the parent lets go of the baby's hand, baby, no, what do you think about your mother? What do you think about your father? The baby would probably say, Achzer, Rasha, Merusha. The baby would have some very choice words for the parents. How can you do this? You're going to let me fall? You're going to let me fall? You're going to let me fall down? You're going to let me get hurt? Don't you love me? Don't you care about me? You're holding my hands and then suddenly you let go and that's it? What kind of parent are you? Where did you go for classes? Who gave you your training? But yet the parent knows, my beloved child, you don't know how much I love you. But the greatest demonstration of my love for you is that I want you to spend your life holding on to my fingers. I want you to learn to walk on your own. I want you to learn to grow on your own. I want you to develop the confidence to be a self-sufficient individual. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us beautiful brachas because he knows we need them and we can't get them without him. But sometimes he says no. And sometimes he says no because those are the moments when he removes his hands from our fingers, or he removes his fingers from the grasp of our hands. Not because he doesn't care, but because he's prodding us to walk forward on our own. He's prodding us to accomplish on our own. He's prodding us to develop the self-confidence to know that we could take steps with him always by our side. Because, you know, even when the parent lets go of the child's hands, you know, it's not the pshat that the parent leaves the house. Okay, I'll be back in an hour. Haslacha with the walking. Right, the parent is right there. I moved my fingers, but I'm right there. And if my child falls, sometimes I'll catch them before they fall. And if I can't do that, I'll pick them right back up. Even when I remove my fingers, I'm still there. Even in those moments when Hashem says no and removes his fingers, because he wants us to walk on our own, he is always there by our side. And if we teeter, he often pushes us back. And if we fall, he gives us the courage to get back up. Chazal teach us, if you see a hungry dog, give him something to eat, but don't enable him to become dependent on you. Give him a little patch with the stick. Tell him to move on to be self-sufficient. It's what we need to do for our children. It's what we need to do for ourselves. And it's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us each and every day. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.